As many hits as Paul McCartney has scored since the Beatles broke up, there's something about the old songs. After 3 decades of performing his post-Beatles pop, McCartney today releases a new recording filled with Beatles tunes. The double CD was recorded during his recent U.S. tour. NPR's Renee Montagne spoke with him.
This was only the 3rd time Paul McCartney has toured the U.S. since he, George, Ringo, and John took the nation by storm back in the 1960s. The album is called Back in the U.S., and it finds Paul McCartney on stage singing more Beatles tunes than the Beatles themselves ever did in concert. 20 songs in all, and a dozen of his later hits. Plus, you can actually hear the songs now that the screaming girls are grown. It's getting better all the time. Upbeat, though it may be, a full evening of Beatles songs can't help but conjure the spirits of the departed. And never more poignantly than when Paul McCartney steps on stage strumming a ukulele in honor of George Harrison, who died 1 year ago this week.
The minute I thought of George, I thought of a ukulele because he was such a fan of the instrument. And George had a big nostalgic streak. He used to love people like Hoagie Carmichael and he also loved this guy from Britain called George Formby. I think it was a banjolele that George Formby played, but he also played a little ukulele. And George Formby was very funny and had a lot of nice little songs, and George was a big fan of his and was actually in his fan club. So whenever you were sitting around with George, it was often sitting around playing ukuleles. And I'd had one for a long time, simply because it's like a miniature guitar. But you can take it in taxis, whereas lumbering a great big guitar everywhere. So that was a little thing we had in common. So when I came to do a tribute for George, I naturally thought of the ukulele. And I did one of his songs that I had actually played to him, which was something in the way she moves. It's a very simple little song on. It's just sort of a couple of fingers. I've been just going blank. Plunk, 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 plunk. Something in the way she moves.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't wanna leave her now. Well, you know I've been leaving now.
We were around at his house, and he was ill, but it was always, you know, you hope for the best kind of thing. We were just sitting around, and it was after dinner, and he brought out a couple of ukuleles, so we sat around plonking on them. I played this song for George.
In the 20 years since John Lennon was shot, Paul McCartney has always resisted tributes. Now he plunges in. For the first time ever on stage, he sings the song he wrote for John Lennon shortly after his friend's death to say what he couldn't say in life.
Because we're two guys, you don't always say intimate things. In fact, you hardly ever do. You work together. And I think girls probably are a bit better from what I hear. But guys, in our case, weren't. So I thought, I had this idea, it would have been nice to just really sort of say stuff that I wanted to say to him, but somehow put it in a song. So I did this thing called Here Today, and it was, if you were here today, well, how would it be, kind of thing, was the idea of the song.
I still remember how it was before, and I am holding back the tears no more. Oh, no, no, I love you.
Is it at all hard? Singing it this much on tour, is it all hard to sing?
It's sometimes a little bit hard emotionally. You catch yourself and you hear what the lyric means and you suddenly identify with it and choke a bit. I know it's very emotional for the audience, but I like that. You know, I'm no longer ashamed of being emotional. When I was 18, that was like the biggest crime a guy could commit. You cried. Well, now it's like, yeah, and why not? It's pretty sad stuff, you know, losing a friend like John or losing Linda after all those years, or George. So I'm comfortable with that.
And you were here today. Ooh, for you were in my song.
What about your voice? Let me just put something to you. Your voice is stunningly the same as it was, and yet it's not. It's got a lot of the same quality, but there's something else there. Maybe
maturity. It's maturity. It's whether I like it or not, it's maturity. You know, there's no getting around that one. The voice itself is it's something of a mystery to me. I don't really know about it. I don't want to know about it. I just expect to be able to sing, and I just open my mouth and touch wood. It works. And I find I'm doing these songs in the same key I used to do them in. And it surprises me, you know. But there is something different there, I think, which is just, I just know more. Or I think I know more.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
When I wrote Yesterday, which is one of the songs I do, I say I'm not half the man I used to be, and I think I wrote it when I was 24. So that would make me 12 as half the man I used to be. Now, it works. I can say I'm not half the man I used to be, and I'm still a man, you know.
Why?
And some of these songs that are about sadness were kind of written like a novelist. I was imagining these great sadnesses like Dickens was. He hadn't necessarily gone through them yet in sort of his early writing. Not likening myself to Dickens, but it's the same kind of phenomenon that now I actually know what I was talking about.
The long and winding road that leads to your door.
Paul McCartney, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. René?
A recording of Paul McCartney's recent U.S. tour and a DVD are out today. On Friday in London, Paul McCartney will join Ringo Starr on stage for the first time since the Beatles broke up. They will once again make music together in a tribute to George Harrison. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News.
More songs from the new CD and an extended interview with McCartney at npr.org.
Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. We hope you have enjoyed the show. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely.